This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Corver's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, as always from the patio studio and brought to you by our good friends at InnovatedCompanies.com, our man Randy Green. If it's construction, heating and cooling, electric or plumbing services you need, they're all underneath that one umbrella at Innovated Companies. Check them out, InnovatedCompanies.com. 35 years experience. He's a second generation craftsman. Great all-around guy and a man of his word. If he shakes your hand, he's going to take care of it. That's Randy Green, InnovatedCompanies.com. Well, exciting weekend of baseball. Lots of cool things happening over at Busch Stadium. We talked last week on the show that it seems like, you know, some of the greatest moments. And again, it lends itself to it, right? Like playoff baseball. You think of all the great things that have happened in Cardinal history. We've had unbelievable performances by players over the course of all these years. And I had kind of mentioned last week that typically synonymous with all of this are great things happening by great people. Well, we got some really fun stuff happening over at the stadium this weekend. Just amazing performances by guys. You look to Saturday's game. You don't have to look any further than there. And you think about just how exciting that was. We're going to talk about Yadier Molina a little bit today. I got to ask. I think I know the answer to this, but I feel like I have to ask because it comes up, right? Like, you know, I don't know what else the guy's supposed to do to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, I think we in St. Louis all think he is. I know we like to have some back and forth fun with Jeff Passan. I mean, I think he's a total tool. But when you start trying to find reasons why great players shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, I think you're a tool. That makes him a tool. That's what he is. I don't give a shit. You know, he needs to stick to investigative reporting is what he needs to stick to. I don't understand it. I'm not quite sure what else the guy's supposed to do. But he, you know, with his brother in the house, it seems like a lot of great moments happen when Benji and Polo are there calling the game in Spanish like they do. And he passes his brother. And I had kind of tweeted it out that when a brother passes another brother on a milestone, you would think that it would be interesting dinners at the house over the holidays, you know, like a lot of ribbing. But I've said it before, if you listen to this show at all, or if you pay any attention to the shows or that Benji Molina gets called to be on, he's both his brother's biggest fans. Jose too. I mean, he talks about him all the time in glowing fashion. You know, And the other two brothers are the same way, right? So that's not it. It's probably the proudest moment and the happiest moment in the house this weekend, I would have to imagine. So we get Yadi doing what Yadi does. Cardinals down 4-2. You're sitting there going, man, we can't lose this game. You know, we were up early. Can't lose this game. Yadi brings him back. And then we get an unbelievable moment with Tyler O'Neill. Mark Melancon, who hasn't been the Mark Melancon of a couple years ago, but Mark Melancon's still a pretty darn good pitcher, and the young guy, Tyler O'Neill, just absolutely pulverizes a pitch. We have an exciting scrum afterwards that gets the city into a buzz. And then Sunday comes around, and you think, what are we going to do for an encore here? And you know, we get a total offensive team effort, but man, what a hurt. I mean, just a unbelievable Herculean effort from Miles Michaelis. I mean, what an effort. You know, it seemed, it's funny I say what an effort, because it seemed like for until the last inning he pitched, it was effortless. And, you know, he gave up one bad pitch to Brandon Crawford, but holy smokes, what an outing. What a weekend at Busch Stadium. And now we're going to head into this week.
It wasn't a bad pitch.
No. We're going to head into this week with a lead in the second wild card, with an opportunity to catch the team in front of us in the wild card. And I expect more great moments. And you heard that voice on there. So let's bring in on the M4byYachty.com hotline the man who is now second in the Molina household in home runs, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? What's going on? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I was never expected to be the number one. I always knew that we had a little brother that was, which I thought Hosey was going to be the number one. Asked me, but Hosey ended up being more of a backup guy. But I never expected it. You know, I only had 144, so I'm like, man, Yachty has a total chance to be over me easy. So the only thing I can brag about is like it took him longer than I did. that's my thing.
And he doesn't have a cycle. And he doesn't have a cycle.
Yes. Yeah, and I'll bring that up too. But no, man, it's all joy. It's all joy. I hope he gets to 200, of course. It'll help the Cardinals. It'll help him. And man, what kind of baseball these kids are playing? It's very, very enjoyable. I think they're really, really stuck together. The clubhouse looks very different. They're all happy, having fun. Obviously, the next six games, they're the hardest of the whole season. Everybody on board, and let's see what happens, man. I mean, nobody knows. Milwaukee's playing well, good ball. So the Cubs don't want to lose. Easier schedule, but anyways, I think it's these six games, it's going to be pretty, pretty unique. I think even if, like I said before, even if for some reason we don't end up in the playoff, you have to be excited. You have to be happy for this team. You have to be all in with this team, man, because what they did this year on a half a season, it's amazing, man.
Yeah, I've said it once, say it again. I mean, we have meaningful games. We're down to the last week of the season. We have meaningful games. Not only do we have meaningful games as we sit currently, six games left, we have meaningful games where we control our own destiny. It's bottom line, as we win, we're in. You know, we could win quite a few games and get a home game. Yeah, there is the very remote possibility that we could win all our games and the Cubs could help us out and we could play for the division this weekend in Wrigley and make the whole season really interesting. Anything can happen. That's what I love about baseball. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we have some fun, and I know we like to go back and forth with stats and sabermetrics and analytics and all that stuff. And we go in some of it, you know, I know sometimes we don't agree with some of it. Some of it we understand what it is. Some of it we don't know how it relates all the time. But the truth of the matter is this. You know, this is fun. And the only number that really matters is where you sit at the end of the year. You enter or you out. So I know right now our main focus is, you know, kind of threefold. A, get in. B, get in and set yourself up for, if you're going to be in a one-game playoff, why wouldn't you want to be at home? And number, you know, three, if you have an opportunity to win the division and it's right there within your grasp, what exciting baseball. So, as you said, if you're excited, you should be excited. Now,
I don't think Jimbo, I think they're thinking about getting in and have a home game, right? You know, I mean, I know that would be a good scenario. But
yeah.
I hear you, but they're not thinking of that. They don't care where they can go. They can go to Alaska and play a one-game series, whatever you want to call it, but they don't care. They just want to get in. You saw how they play in Milwaukee. They played really good. You saw how they play in Chicago. They played really well, and they went to Colorado and did good things. So These kids do not care where they go. They just care about getting in. That's all that matters to them right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, I'm talking about just different case scenarios. I would say yes, no doubt about it. I would say this, no doubt about it. Just get in. I mean, I know as St. Louis Cardinal fans, the fans just want October baseball back. So that's a non-issue. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a big thing. But let's face it. I mean, there's nothing like a Cardinal home game. And that's for the – like you said, I get it. They just want to play. The fans would love it. And, again, I think they would love to be at home. Why not? But I will say this. You know, I think I'm not going to say the fans are entitled to anything or they deserve anything. I never like to use those words, but the reality of it is this is what we want. We all want meaningful games this time of year, and we all want playoff baseball in St. Louis. The Cardinals are giving us that opportunity. As we sit right now, we are in. Colorado, it's been beaten to death, has, you know, obviously on paper would have that, I guess, that easier schedule, if that's what you want to call it. You know, and but the reality of it is I don't care who you play. You can play the best team in the league. You can play statistically the worst team in the league. You still got to go out there and win. You know, Colorado's got to beat the Phillies. You know, they got to beat them. There's no guarantees
and
there.
Those are good teams, Jimbo. Like the Reds, I know the Cubs, I think, are going to the Reds or something. And those are good teams. Don't fall asleep on those guys. I mean, they took two out of three last time from the Cubs and the Reds. And those are good teams. Like yesterday, everybody's saying, oh, it's the Giants. Yeah, the Giants, Bumgarner. Yes, the Giants, Derek Rodriguez, the best two pitchers they had all year. What are you talking about? It's the Giants. And the guy's like, oh, really? Is that the guy who pitched? I was like, yeah. So if you don't have any comment, or you don't know what you're saying, don't say anything, because the Giants have Bumgarner on the mound. He's a stud, dude. He just came from Colorado and shut him up in Colorado. And then Derek Rodriguez has been their MVP all year. What the hell are you talking about? So, I mean, any team can beat you out at any moment. So this is a good series here, Milwaukee against St. Louis, because both teams are playing well. That's why it makes it a good series. And they both want to go in, and they both fighting for a playoff spot and then fighting to catch another guy on top of them. So this is a good series, and Chicago series is even better when we go over there.
Yeah, actually, the Cubs are going to get the Pirates. But listen, they're going to get Jameson Taillon. They're going to get Chris Archer. They're going to get Trevor Williams. All three. Chris Archer hasn't been great since he's been traded, but his last outing was unbelievable. So if Chris Archer can throw like Chris Archer, we know how good Trevor Williams is. Jameson Taillon's one of the really good young pitchers in baseball. I'm telling you, this thing is not over yet. Everybody's got their hands full here. So, you know, again, I think it's a situation where we, the Cardinals, and when I say we, like I'm on the field with them, I'm not, but I love the Cardinals. We just have our job right in front of us. See, when it's clear cut and it's right in front of you, go do your job, right? You're not, like, you don't need any help. Now, if you have bigger aspirations, some help would be nice, obviously, right? Now, we can take care of Milwaukee all on our own. If we get some help from Pittsburgh with Chicago while we're – see, that's the beautiful thing here. See, that's the double win for the Cardinals. If we get some help from Pittsburgh while we are taking care of the business that we need to take care of to try to get the home game, everything's great. Then the weekend series gets really interesting. So, hey –
yeah,
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah. This is playoff. I told the guys when I went to the clubhouse, it's a nine playoff games, guys. Are you ready for it? And they're all, yeah, we're ready. Let's go. And they beat this guy three times. So now it's a six-game playoff. You have to go all out. And if you lose one game, you can't lose your head over it. You got to bounce back because these are the guys that are kicking you out. So you have to have a really mindset, and I think these young kids do, man. I really do believe it. And we'll see in this series, too, because this series is a lot. It's not like the Giants series where the Giants were eliminated and they had a good pitcher going. This is not like that. This is the guy who you're chasing, you know. This is the guys who you want to beat. So we'll see that this series and the next one. But these guys are ready for it, man. These guys are ready. They know what they're after, and they're going after it the right way. They're doing everything right. You know, we got a couple mistakes yesterday, but who cares? Now they're behind. Put it behind and keep going forward. These guys are ready, man. All the Cardinals players are ready. They're showing heart at the right moment. They're showing that they're together, fighting for one thing. They don't care if they go 0-4. As long as the next guy up gets 1-2 and get the RBI to win it or something like that, they don't care, man. And then they being substitute, and when they're being substitute, they're all laughing going into the dugout like, okay, the next guy up, let's go. It's your job now. I mean, where do you see that? When you substitute somebody, most of them, they get mad, they get upset, they start throwing helmets at times. No, here, you don't see that. Yeah, they substitute Jerka yesterday, Ozuna, and all those guys, and I mean, they were just laughing with the club there in the dugout. I mean, that's just team, man. That's teamwork right there, and that's what they need right now for the next six games.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm looking at, you know, how things are going, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, how it's going to roll out. I sit here and I think, you know, what would be ideal? I don't know, like. I've looked at every different scenario, and I think I covered some of them here just 5 minutes ago, and I'm sitting here. And then I kind of come to that conclusion, like I just said, and I'm like, you know, it's just going to be an exciting week of baseball. I'm confident in the Cardinals' ability to go out and finish the job, which, again, like you said, the number one job is just get in. And I'm very confident in their ability to do that. I mean, I think, you know, there's no doubt in my mind, I think we can do that. But, you know, and again, I want to say this too. I didn't even bring up Friday night's game and the Matt Adams plate appearance. You know, Matt's taken a little bit of a beating. You know, he's had a couple of moments since we traded back for him, but, you know, he hasn't, you know, he's had a couple home runs and stuff like that. But, you know, he comes up in a big spot, you know, tough at bat, tough left-hander comes in. Tony Watson's awful good. And he's able to fight a ball off and hit it down the left field line. And, you know, and I don't know about you, but, you know, you've played, and believe me, you played the game. You were there. They had let's face it, this was a big weekend for them. They come out with a sweep. But that Friday night at bat for Matt Adams, if it doesn't go the right way, who knows what happens there, right? So how important was that to set the weekend? How important was that to set this weekend up?
That was awesome. That was awesome. Matt Adams is doing good. His attitude is great. He knows what he was brought here for. Tony Watson, whatever his name is, that kid eats lefties for lunch, buddy. And then Matt Adams got a good cut at the first one, and then he beats him with the fastball inside, broke his bat, and guess what? He had a freaking double to win the freaking game. I don't give a crap how Matt Adams. People are worried about him. I'm not worried about Matt Adams. He's doing great, buddy. You should see him. He has a great attitude. He's working on everything. We have to sometimes stop and look at who's pitching, man. That guy eats left-hander hitters for lunch. I'm telling you, seriously. Tony Watson throws over 95 miles an hour, at times 99, at times 98, and his slider is devastating. You saw what he made. How do you make Carpenter look and all those guys? I mean, he eats him, and then all of a sudden, Matt Adams put a bat on the ball, gets a broken back down the line. That's not luck, buddy. That's not luck. That is putting the bat on the ball. He could have just strike out. That's not luck. That's just doing your job, trying to beat that guy out that is a tough guy. So I ain't worried about him. He's good, man.
You know, you look at that game, it kind of sets the tone. The place, the stadium's ready to go over the weekend. Then we get the game, as I discussed, on Saturday. So let's go back to that game on Saturday. You know, we talked a lot about Adam Wainwright on the show. There was a lot of angst amongst fans as early as a week ago about him making a start. You know, the Dodgers had won 3 in a row against the Cardinals. Adam Wainwright was going. He comes out and throws a gem. Thought he pitched really, really well, gave the Cardinals what they needed. You know, it was a rough – he did wind up giving up a couple of runs there. I, you know, I don't know that I've ever seen seen runs given up that way. I mean, that's just baseball. Guys don't hit the ball hard sometimes, and you get runs.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, if you're a really true fan, which we are, we should understand what he did. He threw a freaking perfect game for me, man. He threw perfect. He did what he had to do, and he gave us Tua. But listen, Hunter Pence broke his bat, base hit to right. The next guy got a bloop double, right?
Yeah.
A bloop to left field that could have gone foul ball or whatever it was. Could have gone foul ball, and we have a new at-bat. And then the next guy got a broken bat, too. Three broken bats, or two out of three broken bats, base hits. You can't help that, but at least it wasn't lasers or wasn't hits, you know, like hard hit ball doubles against the wall or something like that. And even if it was, who cares? He pitched like a Wayno Wino. And I told you before, I told you in the show, that's the guy sometimes you want on the mound, the guy who has the heart and has the jewels to go out there, no problem at all. He's not worried, he's not facing, you know, he just go out there and do a job. The problem with him would be being healthy. That's it. That's the whole problem with Wayno. When Wayno was not healthy, soreness in the elbow and all that stuff, that is hard to do, man. Go out there and pitch. He was throwing slow because he couldn't put anything in it. So his pitches are not the same. But now he's healthy, and he's showing the Cardinals that he's healthy. He's like, dude, this is what I am about right now. I am healthy. I feel good. He's letting fastballs go 91, 92. Come on. He's healthy, man. So it makes a difference. That's all it is. But for people to start criticizing a guy that's a legend in the Cardinal uniform, which is a legend, it's like talking, he might not be Bob Gibson type pitcher, but Bob Gibson is going to be in the Hall of Fame. He is in the Hall of Fame of the Cardinals. And same with Wayno. Those are legends, man. You respect those guys. And now he's healthy and he's doing a job. Three broken bat hits and people are going crazy over it. I don't get it, man. We should just stop about it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know that I saw that many people this time go as crazy as they did before.
But you never saw the good ones either.
Yeah.
Those guys that criticize him, Jimbo, the guys who were all over him for doing bad, those are the same guy that does not write anything good about him. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
If you're a true fan, a true, true fan, because I don't consider those guys fans. I don't know about you, but I don't consider those guys a fan. They're no fans because the fan, okay, yeah, you criticize the guy because he didn't have a good outing. But when he had a good outing, you go out of your way and say, hey, man, Wayno threw his heart out there. Man, what an outing. That was awesome. The same guy. And I'll tell you, okay, all right, I'll give that to you, you know, because you're being a fan. But, dude, you only criticize, and when the guy does well, you don't even say a word? Nah, that's not a fan for me.
Well, the game, you know, obviously that happens. You know, the Cardinals go from 2-1 to down 4-2 in the Giants' top of the seventh. So the game then takes a dramatic turn for the Cardinals. And quite frankly, which, you know, the season really, I mean, if you're really trying to do what they're trying to do, you're in the seventh inning of a game now that you're losing, and that's where the game takes its dramatic turn and something that I think the Cardinals may ride right into the playoffs. And I want to get your thoughts on that inning because it does involve you and your family. And we touched on it at the beginning of the show, but I want to get some more thoughts from you on it. But before we do, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. You can subscribe to the show there. You can do your shopping through Amazon, which you're doing anyway, judging by how much money that guy's got. It helps our producers, Brian Croc and Andrew Allen, for all the things they do behind the scenes. It's a very small referral we get. Doesn't cost you anything. And once you click that Amazon banner, you're done with us. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter account and Facebook, they just keep growing. On Twitter, if you find us at Birds on a Bat Show, if you follow us, we're going to follow you back if you're a Cardinal fan because we're interested in what you have to say. Our big ask right now and our big push and where we're really growing is Facebook. You guys have really answered the bell there, and we appreciate it. You simply go to Facebook, type in Two Birds on a Bat in the search bar. You'll find our Facebook page. We're going to ask you to like our page, and then we're going to ask you to click invite your friends. Invite all of your friends, or just invite the ones that you know for sure, Cardinal fans, whatever you want to do. We appreciate it. And we've been able to share some prizes with people that are sharing our pinned posts on Facebook. The show comes out on Mondays and Thursdays with Benji. We have the bow ties and sweaters, which is now, I guess, going to be called bow ties and bullshit, because that's probably what we do most of on the show. Is going to be on Wednesdays. Monday, late afternoons, or just in the evening, Monday evening, Wednesday evening, Thursday evening. If you share those shows on Facebook, on your timeline, like it, comment, share it, you're going to be in a drawing for some giveaway stuff. And, you know, we've been so fortunate from M4 by Yachty, Benji, Yachty, the whole group, to have some items that we can give away to people that really help us spread the show. So that's our ask from you on Facebook. If you do so, you're going to be eligible for some of those great prizes. You can also find us on Instagram. We are Two Birds on a Bat Show. You can also find us as part of lineupmedia.fm, the great growing podcast network that is now home to the streaming platform Yo Radio. Going to ask you to go to your mobile device and download Yo Radio. You'll enjoy it. It's a great streaming platform for music. There's a lot of great things in the works, especially with Cardinal Baseball, but there's so much more happening there. Get it now. It's free in your app store. Download it to your phone. I know you'll enjoy it. They'd love a review once you've had a chance to check it out. It means a lot to them. And again, to all of our partners out there, thank you for your continued support. You guys saw that we were back at Adam's Smokehouse on Friday. We really enjoyed our time there with Mike. He always takes good care of us. We had quite a group there. The food is always fantastic. Something good every time we go there. You know, whether it's a special or whatever, but, you know, ribs and macaroni and cheese was everything you would think it would be on Friday, I got to tell you. So special thanks to Mike and the way he treats us, and you should check them out on Watson Road. Don't forget their new hours, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, open till 7 o'clock. Missouri Gators, now Gators Baseball Academy. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com to learn more about their tremendous and wonderful program as you try to find out if it's a good fit for you, your family, your son, your daughter, especially when it comes to this wonderful game. Their four-pillar system, developing the person as much as the athlete, means everything to me, and I know that's why we're proud to be a part of Gators Baseball Academy and helping them spread their message. Check them out today. I know you'll be impressed with what you find. To Mark Marcuso and the group down at Arlington Greens, I know they were enjoying that fantastic Tiger Woods win down there. I saw a bunch of my friends hanging out after playing golf, watching Tiger do his thing. And with the Ryder Cup coming up, everybody's thinking golf right now. Go check out that hidden jewel down in Granite City, Illinois, Arlington Greens. Mark Marcuso and his staff are second to none. I know you'll enjoy the course. Tell them that your friends at Two Birds on a Bat sent you. Okay, let's get back to it. I'm getting into the seventh inning here because, you know, we talked briefly about it, but I really want you to go to a place, Benji, and tell our listeners, because they enjoy the thought process, especially coming from a guy like you. We heard the great call from Polo in the booth. We could hear you in the background, the excitement in your voice. What went through your mind? I mean, again, if anybody knows anything about you, it's how you are your brother's biggest fan, but you're also proud of him, of the man he is and all that kind of stuff. What's going through your mind as you watch him? Number one, he hits a huge home run for the Cardinals. I mean, like I said, they go from being up 2-1 to down 4-2. We're in the seventh inning here, so it's late in the game. We know what we have to do. Colorado's not giving an inch here, right? Like, people were hoping they were going to get swept by Arizona or lose 2-3. That's not happening. So the Cardinals are in a dogfight. And once again, and I ask this question all the time, and we joke around about it on the show, that clutch – you know, I think baseball players know what clutch are, but it seems like there's a faction of numbers guys that think clutch is nothing. Like, oh, it's just luck. I mean, you just happen to be in that spot and do.
How does Mike Trout get to 100 plus RBI?
It's all luck.
He's not clutch.
It's luck.
Yeah, it's luck because or J.D. Martinez. How did he get to 130 RBIs? It just happens because he just goes into a website, he buys them or something.
It's luck.
That's clutch. That has to be clutch because that's how you get the RBIs when the guys are on base and you get RBIs. So that's clutch. I don't understand why I want to call them idiots because it's disrespectful, but guys that are not smart out there saying that clutch don't matter, when the guys that saying that, Jimbo, it's very sad. Because the guys that are saying that never play a game of baseball, right? They are the outsiders. And then you ask Tony La Russa, and then you ask Bobby Cox, and then you ask guys that are baseball people. Ask Bruce Bochy. I got one thing real quick for you, all of you guys. Not for you, Jimbo, for everybody. I got one thing for you. I sit down with Bruce Bochy for like 20 minutes yesterday before the game. We were talking, and you know what it is? You know, one of the things he mentioned to me, he said, "We're missing you." And I said, what do you mean, Boch? I mean, what are you missing me for? He goes, yes, because you were clutch. You were clutch, and you got us that RBI, that those innings that we needed a hit at one moment, and you came through for us. Bruce freaking Bochy, okay? Hall of Famer. Tony La Russa, Hall of Famer. Bobby Cox, Hall of Famer. You keep asking down the line, what do the managers want? Clutch. And for some morons out there, outside the game, that doesn't understand the game, the clutch doesn't matter. Are you freaking kidding me? And I'm not talking about Yadi in itself. I'm just saying anybody out there. Like Piscotty, for example. He's having a great year somewhere else. Like Ozuna, 85 RBIs or 80 RBIs. Like Martinez. Yes, he's messed up a couple of times with men on base. Yes, like everybody else. Mike Trout doesn't get 1,000 RBIs. He gets 100. He gets 90. So guess what? Sometimes you're going to mess up. But that's being clutch because you got the RBIs. I just want to mention that out there.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, I think that faction says, well, RBIs are contingent on guys getting in front of you. But there's all kinds of guys that bat with guys on base all the time and they don't drive them in. There's something to be said for the ability to drive in runs, and nobody's going to convince me otherwise. Just like not everybody can pitch the ninth. I don't care what your numbers say, because just look at it. Look at Dylan Betances in New York. That guy's a dominant middle reliever. He struggles to close games. He just I don't have a rhyme or I just know what I see. See, this is one of those things where sometimes your numbers don't match what you see. So you got to question how you come about these numbers. That's all I'm saying. The numbers don't matter.
Upset. Yeah, I'm with you. I only get upset when people that doesn't know the game and people that have not tried it say something like they're trying to know more than the guy who played. And I don't like that, because we are the one getting hit. Like me and Yadi were talking about yesterday, how hard it is for a catcher to come in and hit. To have a catcher that's a clutch hitter or whoever, you know, in this case could be Nick Hundley, whoever. And have a catcher that comes in and hit, it's a plus. Because, and then Yadi said, Bima, come here. And then he blocked a ball the other day. The ball hit him in the right thumb. And I could see black and blue. And the hand that he throws, okay?
Yep.
The hand that he throws a cannon to second, he's black and blue in his right thumb. And he showed Polo, everybody over there, look, this is blocking a ball right here. It hit me right in the hand. And then the next inning where he blocked it, he had to throw that guy out a second, Longoria. You see what I mean? So people do not know how hard it is to be jammed up in your thumb. You're already jammed up in the left thumb because of catching. Always, I don't care who the catcher is, you're always jammed up on your thumb. Then he has the knee problem. He has the hamstring problem. Then you have a catcher blocking balls, getting hit in the knees, getting hit in the ankles. And then you have to get up in the eighth inning and face Mariano Rivera. And then you have to get up in the ninth inning and face Kenley Johnson. And then you have to wake up the next day and face Madison Bumgarner. Come on. Does that not tell you anything? It's a tough freaking position. And then the guy's still doing it. There's guys out there that can hit and they can catch too. Like Buster Posey, he's a good hitter. He can give you a good at-bat. He can give you RBIs. Like the guy Real Muto, he's a good catcher, but he can also hit. Things like, it's really, really hard, Jimbo, to do all these things when you're a catcher. And when for Yadi to do this and come up big for a team, it's huge. I bet you anything, he's not even thinking about hitting a home run there. It's just like I always say, man, the good things always follow the good guys. And And Yadi always is being a great guy. He's being a hustle. He's been fighting for the team, fighting for the shirt, fighting for the city of St. Louis. And good things will happen to him because he's given 1,000,000% to the city. So that's just what it is, man. He told me, he said, Bimo, all I wanted to do was to hit the ball hard somewhere and make something happen. And then the ball happened to go out. I mean, that is just crazy, man. That's how it happened, man.
You know, you guys aren't dummies. You played in the league a long time. Your whole family's been involved in it since you knew the situation going into the weekend. You knew that you guys were tied. And I'm sure there was some fun with that back and forth. But the reality of it is, again, nobody's prouder of your brother than you. You're sitting in that box Saturday. It's a tight game. You're doing your job. You're coloring up the game. You know, Polo's doing the play-by-play. You're giving your take on things. You know the situation. You've seen your brother have some big moments. Fans love, the big moments from him when you're there and your excitement level, and they love to watch you and they love to see him point up at you. So what's going through your mind? He hits this ball. It was gone the second he hit it. I mean, I think we all, I know as soon as he hit it, I knew it was gone. What's going through your mind there? If you can care to share, I mean, what are you thinking to yourself?
Well, dude, I wasn't thinking about he passed me, not one bit. I didn't even remember he passed me on that ball. I was just doing the game, and all of a sudden, home run came in, and we tied the game. That was more important to me, that we tied the game in a situation like you just described, that we were down two after that long inning and all of a sudden he comes up and tied the game. That's all I'm thinking. I'm like, wow, he tied the freaking game. And all of a sudden, I started thinking back and I'm like, holy crap, he just passed me. But, that's great. But that was great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just reacting to the home run tying the game because that was the most important game that we probably – I didn't want to lose that game, right? Everybody has won already. They did their part. If we end up losing that game, we lost the game to everybody. So I'm like, man, this freaking thing, I can't believe it. And all of a sudden, Yadi comes up big and ties the game. Man, I'm not even thinking about my home run. I'm thinking about his home run that ties the game, right? So, and let me tell you this, Jimbo. I went to the house afterward. I saw him after the game and all that. We never mentioned one time that he passed me or I didn't say anything to him. It was never brought up. Just for the people out there that are thinking, oh, yeah, you guys give him crap and he gave you crap because he wasn't even brought up. We don't do that. I don't know how else to say it. I keep saying it to all the time. We don't do that. Maybe when he retires and we're playing dominoes at home on a vacation or something, maybe we give crap to each other. But right now, nothing was brought up about the home run. Everything was, man, we won that game, and that's all I care. That's all we wanted to. We couldn't lose that game and da-da-da. But it was never brought up that he passed me. You know what I mean? Sure. And the people in his house either, nobody brought it up. Nobody was doing anything, man. We were just having fun, having a good dinner, watching baseball, because that's what he does. I don't know if you guys know by now. He has like five TVs in the basement, and he watches every single freaking game. He's watching the Dodgers. He's watching the Colorado. He puts on the Angels game for Pujols if he's playing. He'll put the Pirates game. He watches like five games at a time. This guy is crazy. I'm telling you. Yadi is a baseball fanatic. So that's what we were doing, discussing things. And look at how this guy hits. And look at how this guy catch. And look at how this guy pitching. If he does this, that's all we're doing, man. It's never brought up that he got more home runs than me. It was never that way. It was never even brought up. You can ask Polo whenever you get a chance because Polo was there and he told me.
I want to bring Polo up because I was going to say, listening, like you shared it and it was being shared around quite a bit. Polo's call on the home run was fantastic. My Spanish,
I'm going to say this, Jimbo. Polo's call on Yadi's home run and Tyler O'Neill, I never seen anything better. Of course, this is Spanish, right? I understand that a little better. But if you could understand that, it's the two most exciting ones that I ever heard.
Well, my Spanish is limited to being able to count to 10, and you guys, you and Polo both teaching me how to say two birds on a bat in Spanish. Other than that, my Spanish is fairly limited. But listening to his call, you could hear he does mention your name in the call and the Molina name and the home run. Again, I know you guys don't, it's not a serious thing for you, and I know that the fans really love that about you guys, the fun that you have and the respect that you have for one another. But I think it would go without saying that the biggest feeling for you as a baseball player, as you just mentioned, was, hey, he just tied this game, and now we got a chance. You know, now we got a chance, because that's what you're all about, right, is winning. And that's what you always say is win today. So he gives them a chance, right? And that just comes back full circle to my first question of the day. What else does this guy have to do to be in the Hall of Fame? I think the answer is nothing. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I'm not quite sure. I've seen some people in the national media say, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. And a couple other guys say, well, you know, not yet, not yet. And I'm like, well, what else does he need to do? You want him to hit some magical numbered milestone? I don't understand the numbered milestone thing. That I don't understand that.
There's no such a thing. So they're just throwing you something out there so you can just stop asking. Because I talked to John Morosi, you know who is, JP, yeah. Morosi, and he straight up said he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's a baseball guy. I talked to Ken Rosenthal, a baseball guy, a guy who votes too, by the way, and he said he's a Hall of Famer. I don't like to talk about the Hall of Fame. Yadi don't like it. He hates it. He says, let somebody else do the talking for me. I'm not going to say anything about the Hall of Fame. And it's truly understandable, because he just needs to worry about the seasons, right? You know,
right.
The games and stuff like that. But for somebody to sit here and say, oh, he doesn't have the home runs to get in the Hall of Fame, I'm like, what are you talking about? The home runs. There's guys out there with 450 home runs, and you didn't even get him in.
Yeah.
There's some guys out there with 480 home runs, and you didn't even get the guy in the Hall of Fame. What are you talking about home runs? The Hall of Fame guys should be a guy that makes a difference in the organization, okay? Somebody like that. And not only on the organization, in baseball. Go back and see what Yadi has done from 2004 to right now, and if you are a baseball, once again, if you are a baseball guy that understand, you will see why he's in the Hall of Fame. But if you're not a baseball guy and you're just looking for a numbers, or you're looking for whatever the heck you're looking for, again, I don't know what to say, right? I mean, that's your opinion. But a lot of the people that I know that are in the Hall of Fame, and that's not even including the players, because I've talked to so many players, Jimbo, so many players that come to me. I don't ask them. I'm not asking around the whole stadium if Yadi's a Hall of Famer, okay? I'm not asking anybody. They come to me, Jimbo. They come to me, and they say, Yadi's a Hall of Famer, bro. Your bro is a Hall of Famer. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, all right, thank you. You know, that's all I got to say, because what else am I going to say? But these are guys that play the game, the guys that are in the game, that play the game for years, or been in the booth for years. I mean, John Miller said it. John Miller has been in the booth for years for the Giants. I mean, guys like that making a difference inside the clubhouse. Bruce Bochy. That play the game. Bruce Bochy has coached and played with some Hall of Famers. He knows what a Hall of Famer is. So I don't worry about that right now. I just let the people talk right now. And when Yadi's done, then we have that discussion again. But for now, I'm okay. You know, people saying no, people saying yes. And I'm okay with that, because I don't pay attention to that right now. What I'm saying is, when he's done, then we worry about it, right?
Yeah, again, I'm going to look at this whole thing and remind people that you better pay attention to the guys that played. You better pay attention to the guys that understand the game.
And Jimbo, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I just want to mention to the fans that when Yadi came out and I saw him for the first time after that game that he hit that home run to pass me, right? I mean, because everybody, the only thing they took was to pass me. But when he came out and he saw me, he didn't say, bro, I pass you. He didn't say that. He came to me and say, wow, we really needed that game, man. We really needed it. I'm glad that we won that game. That's the first thing he told me.
Man, I think about these situations. There's a really wild thing going on in the NFL right now, that there's some people that are ruining that game. I understand. Listen, it's a touchy subject because we're talking about
they
health.
They try to ruin baseball, too.
That's right, and that's what I'm saying. They better start paying attention. Football better start paying attention to the guys that played, okay? You better get some people involved over there and make some changes because, you know, they've grown that thing into a behemoth of just printing money, okay? My wife worked for the Rams. Okay, she worked for the Blues and she worked for the Rams. Okay, the Blues do everything they can with a very small budget. I mean, it takes a real commitment over there from people with deep pockets to say, I'm going to use my money to try to do this. Okay, so hats off to the Blues. She worked for the Rams before they left for 3-4 years. They just print money. That's what they do. That's what the NFL does. It's a license to print money. There is so much money in football. Okay, they better be careful. Because I don't know if they think they're like the Teflon Don and they can't do anything wrong here. I'm promising you they're going to screw this up because
they're doing things wrong.
They're going to screw it up. And this doesn't even have anything to do with the national anthem stuff. That is an unfortunate situation that I wouldn't wish on anybody. Okay. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care about that. I really don't care about that. But I'm here to promise you the product on the field is suffering. And if that's what's going to happen, they're gonna have a big problem with that. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and when you have guys that are legit players and Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers that are playing right now, criticizing the whole NFL, criticizing the whole MLB because of what the rules are and because of what they're doing with baseball and all that stuff, that is serious, man. That is no joke. When you have future Hall of Famers criticizing the game of baseball, that I don't want to mention names because it'll look bad to them, but when you have those Hall of Famers coming out and saying, wow, we can't even break up a double play. Wow, we can't even slide hard anymore. Wow, we got to go to the replay. Wow, we got to do this. Wow, we got to do that. That's not the game. And you have your Hall of Famers and future Hall of Famers saying that the game has changed and nobody wants to watch it anymore, watch out, man, because that's really dangerous for the game. And all they care is making money. You've seen it. They tell you, you have 2 minutes to get in the box. You have 1 minute to do this. We need to hurry up the game. We need to hurry up the whole game. It's taking too long. And then they put the replay on. And then the replay takes 3 minutes. And you're like, wait. What? We're trying to hurry, but then you put the replay on, and then the replay takes forever? What are you trying to do? And then this is the big one, Jimbo. Oh, we got to hurry up because we've got to try to put the game faster. And then they have 3 minutes commercials when it used to be 1.5 minutes. 1.5 minutes it used to be, because I played when that happened. 1.5 minutes, and it used to be commercials. And now what it is? 2:45 to 3 minutes, bro. Why? Because they're making money on commercials. They don't care about the game.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, this is, and again, this is just me. The NFL better be careful. Again, I don't wish the anthem problem on anybody. I mean, that's a mess. So I don't wish that problem on them for sure. But the truth of the matter is this. The product on the field is what you control, and they better start listening to some guys that played. The NHL deals with it. I do the Blues show, and we talk about it on there. I've been to hundreds, you know, 1,000 Blues games over the course of my life. I don't ever remember seeing a fight or seeing real action and everybody sitting on their hands and the place dead silent. It just doesn't happen. You better pay attention to what fans want. You better pay attention to what they're doing, because these hits in football right now are borderline embarrassing that are called unnecessary roughness or roughing the passer. And baseball, same way. Baseball, same way. You better pay attention. You better pay attention to the guys that played the game, because you're going to turn this thing into a mess with some of the things that you're trying to do. So, again, it's just an opinion. I mean, there could be people with a different opinion that could be going, you don't know what you're talking about. okay, well, all right. Maybe I don't.
But it's the same in every place, Jimbo, because the Cardinals need to be careful what they do out there. They need to be careful what products they put out there because of the fans. They need the fans in the stadium to make sure they have a good team. So guess what? They need to be careful what they do. They need to be careful the things that they do on the field. The things, I mean, everything. It goes to every team, right?
Yeah.
But in general, the MLB is getting really low, man. Nobody, I mean, you can see it coming. Everybody's criticizing every single aspect of it. NFL is the same way, the football. They're criticizing everything. The refs are in such a pressure out there. Even with the umpires in baseball, they're in such a pressure. But now they're a little bit off because of the replay. You know, they get off a little bit easier. But, man, the baseball game is going down in a hurry, man. I hope not, because these days it's not going to go down in September, because September is the playoff baseball. And that's when they get over, you know. They do good things. But, man, early on, people don't want to watch the games, and they were saying that people don't watch it. But it's because of what you guys have done. You can break a double play, and, you know, you can do anything in the game of baseball anymore without having to be fined and suspended. So people stop watching, man. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's all the major sports. And we look at it across the board, and we'll just have to see how it goes. But I think we've answered the question today. You know, the Cardinals, they've given themselves a chance. The question for our listeners today is Yadi a Hall of Famer? Has he done enough for you? I'm in the studio as the Blue Show's getting ready to start, and a couple of guys that played in the highest league in the NHL are both shaking their head yes, Mr. Jamie Rivers and Darren Kimball. In fact, I want to remind all our listeners, since I have Jamie and Darren in studio, Jamie, is your mic working? Yours not on yet.
Check 1 2 1 2.
Yeah, here he goes, Mr. Rivers. Hey, for all of our Cardinal fans out there, a lot of you guys obviously Blues fans. Jamie, we're going to get rolling with Blues NHL podcast. Exciting season for the Blues. Benji Molina and Yadi, we've seen them at some Blues games. I know they're big Blues fans, and we're going to get it going. I think for our listeners that like to straddle both shows, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that Benji and Yadi are hockey fans. They've been very visual about that, too, in the St. Louis community. So it's exciting to have those guys on board, and it's exciting to get the season started.
Benji, your brother is, you know, him and his boy have been at the games, dropped the pucks. I know you said that he's always got the TVs going. Blues hockey, I know that he enjoys that. I know you guys like your soccer and stuff like that. But hockey's another exciting sport that, you know, sometimes – these guys, you know, they on the show will tell you, you know, they better start listening to some of these former players about pace of play and what they're taking away from the game, because it just changes it from a fan's perspective. So pretty interesting stuff. I know you like the excitement of hockey.
I love it. I love hockey, and I follow the Blues, and that's my team. And I always wear my Blues gear. I just don't post it up so much, but I should. But I love my Blues, man. They're a good team. Every time they show heart, you know. So I love my Blues, and Yadi and Yanuel, they are Blues fans, man.
Yeah.
They're really hardcore Blues fans. I love that. I see them the day that they were playing. They all gear up. I don't know if you saw that, but they were all gear up, ready to go, watching in the basement. They're all sitting down with their stick and the mask on. And I mean, they were ready, man.
Well, I know the Molina family's used to wearing masks, but judging by the looks of my co-hosts in here for Blues NHL, maybe they should have worn more of them in their league. But it's good stuff, and I got to tell you, I enjoy doing that show with them just like I do you. Having the perspective from a former player that's not afraid to stick it out there, so to speak, and call it like it is refreshing from a fan's point of view. Benji, I know our fans thank you, and I know you've got stuff to do with your mom before you head out of town today. Tell everybody over there hello and congratulations to your brother. And like I said, I know he's not giving you any ribbing right now, but like you said, maybe someday over Thanksgiving dinner he'll remind you who's got the most home runs in the house.
You know that's coming, but for now, he didn't even mention it. I was expecting him to talk crap and say something to me, but no, man, he didn't even mention it. I didn't want to bring it up. I don't want to bring that up. So he was cool though, man. He was cool. He never mentioned anything like that. The first thing he said was, wow, we won that game, and we really needed that game. We needed to win that game, man. It's like he was worried, you know?
It's funny, though. Both these hockey guys are sitting in here with these looks on their face like, if my brother passed me up in goal scored or penalty minutes in the NHL, they would never hear the end of it in their house.
Hey, but listen, we never grew up that way either. So it's not a surprise.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise, you know, for us, because we never grew up doing that. We never, like, if he struck out and I did two hits, we never brought it up. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a surprise for me not to talk about that, because we never did. So,
well,
it's fine.
Well, we're blessed to have him as a part of the St. Louis Cardinals, blessed to have you as a part of our community and a part of the show. So I'm going to let you get out of here. Like I said, I know you got stuff to do with your mom today before you head back. I'm sure it's hard for you to leave. I'm sure you'd like to stay for these last three home games. But I know you'll be watching this weekend in Chicago, and hopefully we'll see you in St. Louis for a playoff game.
Yes. Let's hope so. Let's see these Cardinals kids keep playing with that heart, man, because they're playing so good. And let's go Birds, man.
All right, my man. Go take care of your mom. I'll see you soon.
You got it, guys.
All right, that is the Benji Molina man on the M4byYachty.com hotline. And, of course, you get it straight here on Two Birds on a Bat each and every week. Want to thank our partners, InnovativeCompanies.com, my man Randy Green, as always. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. Whatever your needs are, he's got you covered. 35 years experience. He's a second-generation craftsman. And, more importantly, a man of his word. Make sure you check out InnovativeCompanies.com. Don't forget our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Check out their four-pillar system to develop your son or daughter into more than just an athlete. Adam Smokehouse on Watson Road. It's not just for lunch anymore. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, open till 7. Go in there and tell Mike we said hello. As you saw Friday, we were enjoying some great ribs and can never get enough of those. And, of course, Patio's, as always, we enjoyed our time there. Hopefully we'll be there for another playoff edition of Two Birds on a Bat. It's great for us to be a part of that, as always. Want to thank our Facebook partners, Friends of Yadier Molina. They do a great job for us. Mick Light, Art City Sports, thank you for your continued support. And I want to throw a shout-out to my man Chris Lawless with Cardinals Nation and Cardinals 24/7. He does so many great things for the community. I want to let everybody know to have a thought and a prayer for Chris. He's going through some rough times right now. We're always thinking about him and his family, and what he does for Cardinal baseball means so much to all of us here. Cardinal Freak, thank you for your continued support. STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, Cardinals Country, Baseball Heaven, all great, great Facebook pages that help us with our show. Don't forget to find us at twobirdsonabat.com. Find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show, Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat, and, of course, Two Birds on a Bat Show on Instagram. Don't forget lineupmedia.fm, home of the fastest-growing podcast in the country, and, of course, now the streaming platform, Yo Radio. Download it free in the App Store on your mobile device. Leave them a review. I know the guys would appreciate it. To our producers, Andrew Allen, Brian Kroc, thank you for everything you do behind the scenes. Two Birds on a Bat. Let's go, Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.